Bulletin board. Missionary moments. Even though you won't serve a full-time mission until you are older, you can do things now to be a missionary. Here are some things children like you have done to share the gospel. A family from another country moved in across the street. They had two girls close to my age. They didn't know much about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I noticed that they swore a lot and did other things that weren't good. Instead of walking away and not being their friend, I told them about Heavenly Father and the gospel and said they shouldn't swear or do bad things. I even invited them to church. Ever since then, they have been doing better and not swearing so much. They even started saying prayers that night. I am glad I can be a good missionary. Natalie C., age 10, Idaho. One time the missionaries in our area gave a lesson in primary. At the end of the lesson, they gave us pass-along cards and invited us to give them to our friends. At school the next day, I gave the cards to four of my friends. I was a little nervous, but afterward I felt really good. I was excited to spread the gospel. I know I don't have to wait to go on a mission to be a good missionary. Lincoln A., age 9, California. On a friend website survey, we asked where you fall in your family. More than 2,200 of you responded. Whether you're an only child or the oldest of five, how do you get along with the other members of your family? 41% of you said you are the oldest child. 36% of you said you are the middle child. 20% of you said you are the youngest child. And 3% said that you are the only child. Journal Junction. Each month this year, you can write a little bit of your own history in your journal. This month, write about your first memory. What was the memory of? Do you know how old you were at the time? Do you remember seeing something, or is your memory of a noise or a smell? Write down how the memory makes you feel. My grandma gave me a gospel journal when I was baptized. Whenever I write in it, I think about how many things Jesus does for us and how we should do more for Him. So every time I write in my journal, I pray before and after to thank Heavenly Father. Jessica B., age 12, Nebraska. Heart wreath, large paper plate, colored paper, scissors, glue. You can make this craft by yourself, or your family could do it together. Cut a circle out of the inside of the plate, leaving 2 inches around the edge of the plate. Cut hearts out of the colored paper. You'll need enough to go around the whole edge of the plate. On each heart, write something nice about a member of your family. When you have written something on all the hearts, glue them around the plate. Hang your wreath where your family can see it this month. End of bulletin board.